discuss. I want to discuss this week about the topic. Rabbi Yisrael, we have a few minutes left. This week is Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, we lay in the Shira. And in the Shira, we have a beautiful pasuk. Zeh Keli. This is my Ribbono Shel Olam. This is my God. Ve'anveihu. And I will beautify him. The simple translation ve'anveihu means I will beautify him. And the truth is there are many translations, and many of the translations are based on the way we break up the word. For example, ve'anveihu, the Targum translates the word ve'anveihu lashon of a nove. Nevas base, every reader a journal, a yeshiva journal. When you want to give kavod to the honoree, so you write, I want to give kavod to my friend, tzaddik, so-and-so. Univas besoy, ho'isha ha'chashuva ve'hanulala. So what does that mean? Univas beso. Nivas, the abode of his home. It's an expression, it's a pasuk. Univas beso means his abode. His wife, ein besoy ela ishtoy. Ve'anveyu comes from the word nove, an abode. So the Targum translates, Zekeli, this is my God, ve'anveihu, miloshem nove, abode, I will build for him a base hamikdash. In other words, when they were crossing the Yam, Rabbi said, they show in the movie. I don't know if you've seen the newest edition of the movie, but when they were crossing the Yam, it's perfect for this generation, they're crossing the Yam. In the middle of the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped everyone and he said, Rabbi Yisai, we're now going to make an appeal. We're going to make an appeal. We're going to make an appeal. $100 psicha. Who wants to dedicate the doors to the Beis HaMikdash? Who's going to dedicate the Shulchan? Okay, they made an appeal. Okay, there was a collection agency on the spot. Everyone, take out your credit cards. We have a machine here in the middle of the Yam ready to swipe your credit card. We accept everything, MasterCard, Visa, even Bitcoins. We accept it all.
Discovery?
Everything right here, Discovery. Right here in the middle of the Yam. You think I'm joking? I'm not making a joke. This is what Ungula says. Ungulus says, when they were crossing the Yam, they said, Zekeli, ve'anveihu, and I will build for my God a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis Mikdashaya. Miloshon Noveh. The people, as they crossed the Yam, and they witnessed the Yad Hashem, ro'osa shivcha shebeya ma'shaloi ro'i cheskel ben buzi, they pledged to build to the Ribbono Shel Olam a Beis HaMikdash. So it says, okay. So what I said was true. Zekeli v'anveihu, I will build a nove. V'anveihu simply means, we translate it simply to mean to beautify him. I will glorify, I'll beautify Hashem. We also translate it to mean zekanveihu. We break up the word into two parts. Ani v'hu, I and him. What does that mean? Ani v'hu. These are two, Vahu is like one of Hashem's names, it seems. Ani Vahu. And you use this on Sukkot. Ani Vahu Hoshiana. Okay, Ani Vahu, there are different ways to pronounce that. Vahu, not everyone agrees that is the correct pronunciation. Whatever it is, Ani Vahu, Vahu, we use that, those letters, I and Hashem. And Chazal understand this to mean that at the moment of Kriyas Yamsu, this is very, very deep. Extremely deep Yesod in Yadus. It's so deep, it's deeper than the Yam. That's why they only came to this realization when they were in the Mitzoylos Hayam, in the depths of the sea. This concept is so deep, it only can be revealed when they were in the belly, we're in the depths of this world. Hevei Doimeloi. It's man's duty to imitate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu Rachum. Afato Tehei Rachum. Mahu Chanun, if Hashem has Rachmanis, you also shall have Rachmanis. Mahu Chanun, he's gracious, you also should be gracious. Hashem clothed the naked, you should also clothe the naked. Hashem does chesed, you do chesed. Imitate your God, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You would say to yourself, if not for this chazal, you would say, where'd you get that idea? I'm not a God. Hashem does these things. I'm a customer. I'm a passenger. I'm a client. He's the host. He's the Baal HaBos. When you go to the host, you don't open up. You don't go as a guest Shabbos. You don't go to the kitchen, open up the refrigerator. It's none of your business. You're a guest. Sit in your chair and behave yourself. What do you think? What do you think? Anivu hu? Hevi doy milay. What is this? It's a very profound, deep idea we take for granted. Because Baruch Hashem, Chasei Hashem, we had a Jewish education. But if you didn't have the Jewish education, it's almost arrogant. Who do you think you are? You think you're going to be Doimit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you think this is? No, Chazal made this very profound idea. Ani v'ho. Ani v'hu. Hevei Doimit Eloi. So there are basically three interpretations of Baruch Hashem. The interpretation number one is to beautify Hashem, which we call Hidur Mitzvah. This is the source of Hidur Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to beautify objects of mitzvah. There's a principle called Aniv, Anveyu, comes from the word Naveh, Unkelus, or I forgot which one, Targum Yonason says, they pledged, when they witnessed these miracles, they pledged, we just can't allow this moment to escape. This is so beautiful. What we're witnessing here, the Gilui Shechina, the revelation of Hashem Shechina, we have to take a picture. If you're a tourist, what do? You're going on the street and you see something. What does everyone do today, especially in the 21st century? What do today when you see something? You take out your smartphone and you press some buttons and you hope it takes a picture, right? Isn't that what everyone does today? It was no different at Kriyas Yamsuf. They were going through the Yam and they said, wow, unreal, unreal. I got to take a picture. What is the purpose of taking a picture? I can always come back to this moment and reflect. I want to capture the moment. What did Bnei Yisrael do to capture the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf? They said, we're going to bottle this. How are we going to bottle this? We're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. Because building a Beis HaMikdash will be the place where the Gilui Shechina will permanently be with us. That's why they said, Zekei Levyan, when they crossed the Yam. They crossed the Yam, they saw the Gilui Shechina, and they said, we gotta bottle this. How are we going to be able to take this experience with us forever? How are we going to take a picture? How are we going to bottle this? We'll build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be the Hadoim Raglov of Hashem Shechina. And what's the third interpretation? Hevei Doim Eloi. Be like Hashem. Hashem is Rachum. It was a novel idea that no one ever thought of until this moment of time. Until this moment of time, you have to appreciate the depth of this concept. God was so far removed from man, it wasn't fathomable that you can go and be like Hashem. In ancient times, even among the Goyim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, God is there, I'm here. There's no mixing. There's no relationship. I worship you and I stay away. That's not Yadus. Yadus at Kriyas Yamsuf introduced a new principle that did not exist in this world. Ani vohu. Hevei doimelo. You cannot begin to imagine how much weight Chazal and the big thinkers, the big the Talmidei Chachamim of previous generations have given to this Maim Chazal of the earth-shattering change of Hashkafa. Of Hashem's involvement in this world changed at the moment when they said Anivahu. Hevei doim eloi. We take it for granted. It's in our DNA. Of course. What's the Shaila? Of course, Anivahu. Chesed, Rachamim, Baishonim, Gomli Chasodim. It all started right there. Anivahu. I want to say is that all three, I really want to talk about Hidur Mitzvah, which I don't, maybe we'll do more tomorrow, but we'll see. Let's just start now. I want to just suggest is that they're all the same. The essence of Hidur Mitzvah is Anivahu. What is Hidur Mitzvah? To beautify beauty is to beautify something. There's in English, this expression, it says it all. It captures the entire, everything I could possibly say about this topic is imitation. I don't even know how it goes. Imitation or flattery. I always get the order. Flattery is the greatest form.
Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Imitation is the best form of flattery. You have someone, today no one gives a compliment today. Today, to get a compliment from someone, one in a million. Today, everyone's just trying to put you down, more or less. Someone to say, give a compliment? That's greatness. Mm-hmm. True greatness is someone to come over to you and say something nice. What happens most of the time? They don't hear a word. But you discover, people, you see someone does something very great, and they'll never say something nice, but you see someone else, go imitate him. They copy exactly what that other person did.
Plagiarism.
You know what that means? That is the ultimate compliment. The ultimate compliment that, wow, this is really good. I know someone that gives a shiar every week. Not he gives a shiar. Can't tell you all the details because it's not nice. But he takes kimat everything he says out of a certain sefer. Week after week after week. He mentions the sefer. He does mention it, but doesn't mention that everything he said came from the people who hold this don't really know what's going on. Every word he takes out. So someone told me that. I know, and he always compare notes. So I said to him, you know what this is? This is the ultimate compliment to that person. The fact that he holds that savor to be so good, so delicious. Every single week he just takes what it says in that savor that no one knows about, and he just takes out every idea and presents it as his own, or presents it, doesn't give the credit that really the person deserves. That is the ultimate compliment to that person who wrote the sefer. Your work is so good that I strive to do this. Okay, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Zekeliv Yanveyu, beautify Hashem. What does it mean, beautify? Flatter Hashem. Flatter him. Say to Hashem, Hashem, you're amazing. Beautify Hashem. This is your mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. I compliment you for this mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is just awesome. And the way you show that it's awesome is how? By beautifying the mitzvah. It's a compliment. Beautification by imitating Hashem. Imitating Hashem is the ultimate beauty, the ultimate way you beautify Hashem. Hidur mitzvah is basically, or ze or anivahu hevedoy meloy is imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Flattery is another word for beautification in our context, and ani that's ze keliv yanvil beautify Hashem, and anivahu is imitation. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. That's why from that very one same word, both of these concepts are derived. Where do we find the Iker, Zekeli V'Yanveyu, to exist in Yadus, in Jewish history? In the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the walls inside were lined with gold. No one goes there. Once a year, you have to line it with gold. That's right. That's all part of Zekeliv Yanveyu. In Jewish history, the most beautiful artifacts of Yadus are not objects, are buildings. Batei Midrashois, Batei Kinesios, these are objects where we find have a very high degree of beautification. These are Mekoimois, we come, because why? It's the same word. Ze keli v'yanveyu anivu. Do you have a nice esrog? Yeah, a very nice esrog. But when it comes to a building a shul, a beis hakneses, you don't just have a nice shul, you strive to have an outstanding, stunning, beautiful beis hakneses. There is the Aron HaKodesh, again, this is a principle which we find to be unique. Another example of this is in the sukkah. Is it very bizarre when it comes to a, so this is old, this is very part of the old, a sukkah, the nice sukkah. What are you hanging up? Decoration? What are you hanging up? Christmas decorations in the sukkah? What's going on? What is this all about? A lot of the decorations that we have, you know where they come from. They come from the same, they come from the Christmas decorations. Halloween and Christmas. What's this all about? And Chazal said, you should, the real decorations are to beautify the sukkah with the shivas haminim. To put in the sukkah grapes and olives, figs, and kernels of wheat, yeah?
In Yishai, it says, Manavu al Heharim.
Manavu al Heharim?
Isn't that the same?
How pleasant. Manavu, an abode. Very good. Navu is an abode. Very nice. It's true. Right? Manavu on the mountains. The ultimate mountain is the Tal Popio, is the Yerushalayim. Very good. So when it comes to the sukkah, why is sukkah one of the only mitzvahs where we find that we beautify the sukkah in bizarre ways? Okay, we put up children, they have projects, and they have scribble and all these funny things they put up on the wall, and everyone says, it's so nice. And you're thinking to yourself, really, this is just as nice as modern art in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Okay, only a mother can love that face. Only a mother can love that art that they hang up in the sukkah from the kindergarten. Right? You know what I'm all talking about. Okay? Only a mother can love the chains made from this type of paper. Okay, but it's a beautiful thing. Why do we do this only when it comes to sukkah? Because the sukkah, Chazal say, is a minor Beis HaMikdash. It's tzitzila dim hemnusa. It is the shade of faith. A sukkah has many mahalchim in what a sukkah is, but one of the approaches to understand what a sukkah, it's a minor Beis HaMikdash. It's like a Beis HaKnesses. It's an abode of sanctity. You don't bring in a television into a sukkah. No one has the chutzpah to bring a television. You bring the television into the house, but you don't bring your television into the sukkah. No one does that. You don't bring a toilet into the sukkah. A sukkah is a sukkah. It's a holy makom. It's a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Oh, Zekeli v'anveyu. This is my God. I will beautify him. Zekeli, I will build for him an abode. Since from this very same word we learn three things. Anivahu, I will be like Hashem. I will build for him a sanctuary. I will beautify him. They all come together in a sukkah, which is an abode of Hashem, where you come to learn Hashem's ways. You come to Ushpizin, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You learn the Midois. They are the one, really. What are the Ushpizin? The Ushpizin of the sukkah are the people who fulfilled in to the extreme anivahu. Why do we select these people more than anyone else? Aaron, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yeah, who's next? I can give you 50 people. I can take out the book over here on the shelf, the Ishiya Tanakh. Or we can pick eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Why we pick Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David? I mean, why them? There are more people. Teretz says these people excelled in anivahu. Each one achieved a midah, a unique midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chesed, Gevura, Emes, Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosid Oni, David, Yosef HaTzadik, Omid Bin Nisayon, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derachav, and Moshe's Torah, Torah and Aaron is Shalom, Oyev Shalom. The Ushpizin are the people of Ani Vahu. The sukkah is the Beis HaKnesses. Hevei Doimolai, I will build for him a Nove. The sukkah is the place where you hang up your grandchildren's artwork that only a mother can love. Because it's a place of, I will beautify the Ribbono Shel Olam with my children. The ultimate beauty is to take the product of your children and use it as a decoration for this makom. These three principles of the Anveyu are all intertwined together as the Chut HaMeshulosh Loi B'Mehera Yinotek. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.